KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. When a horror film starts super high with all its firepower on display, the question is always where it can go from there. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, starts shockingly high. Then it settles down, regroups, and moves to a courtroom where a really interesting, based on a true story, trial is about to begin. The defendant in a grisly murder case pleading not guilty by reason of demonic possession. That's good, and it gets even better when the jury greets the announcement with silence and straight faces. But it's the last we see of the trial, and before long, this third film in a trilogy that began in 2013 is going all over the literal and paranormal maps, tracking a curse so widely distributed that it loses its grip on its prime target, meaning us. That's not to say this installment has no pleasures to confer. It's set in the early 1980s. That's fun. Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga are back as fictional versions of the supposed demonologist Ed Warren and his supposedly clairvoyant wife Lorraine. The fun in their performances springs, as always, from their irony-proof solemnity. You can tell this is supposed to be soul-shaking stuff from Ed's unswervingly earnest demeanor and Lorraine's perpetually pained one. The film was directed by Michael Chavez rather than the masterly James Wan, who did the first two. Chavez knows his horror tropes, slow descents into dark and therefore sinister spaces, unseen forces at work like a chainsaw with an inner life. And he and his writer, David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick, come up with a good one of their own, a waterbed that spurts presumably unholy water under lethally high pressure. The bed belongs to a sweet-faced 8-year-old named David. He's played by Julian Hilliard, and he's the subject of an exorcism that should have worked fine and been the movie's climax. But it only kicks off the demonic festivities, since the animating evil of the story skips from David to Arnie Johnson, who's played very well by Ruaan O'Connor. Arnie is a friend of the family who intends to marry David's sister, and he's the one who ends up in court as an accused murderer. All you should know about the supposed homicide is that it takes place in a kennel, accompanied by the barking and slavering of many dogs. But don't worry about the pooches, this isn't the thing. The cinematographer was Michael Burgess. The production was designed by Jennifer Spence. They and a sound design team do their impressive best to give the film an aura of elegance. Still, fatigue has caught up with the Warrens, and the question about the franchise is not where it can go from here, but how much longer it can peddle humdrum deviltry. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.